from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's different this year because of some of what you mentioned, right, with those players that were so instrumental in helping us get this to where it is. And it's hard to see those players move on to either other teams or retire in different ways. And, you know, they're moving on to other chapters, new chapters for themselves and their families. And I'll forever be indebted to those names that you mentioned.
If you missed Sean McDermott with us, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, yesterday, do you know what to do? You could just sidle up to someone at a red light and ask them to recite the entire conversation, but that's like 20 minutes, and how long is the longest red light? You could go to the Audacy app, AUDACY, or WGR550.com. I don't know. Is it there?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. That's what you should do. You should find out. At least find out. We liked it.
I really enjoyed it. Sure. Yes.
Sure.
It was not really.
No,
I mean,
you did. You did.
No,
so like, did
we said it all yesterday. Just to restate it at least once here. It's not, you know, when we used to visit with him regularly, it was always about why did you punt on 4th and 2 or whatever. You know, it was about the game that just happened and then the next game, and it was usually going to be quick. And yesterday was the first time I can remember. We did talk to him when he first got here, because I remember him talking about Brandon Bean quizzing him about 4th down game situations and practicing. And I remember referencing that in weeks after that, not with him, but with you, about him, okay, you know, working at, you know, that sort of stuff, game management stuff. But it was the first time in a very long time that we had a chance to just, you know, talk to him about, I don't want to say about life, but, you know, when you're talking to an NFL head coach in the season, you're not going to ask him about, like, so 8 years in, man, did you think you'd make it this far? You know, that kind of stuff. So that, I enjoyed that part of it a lot.
Yep. Perspective. So, right. Today we'll have Sal and Paul Hamilton, who's been around the Bills, and why not get a taste of hockey too? Whatever that might be. We've had some offer sheets this week.
For August, there's been stuff. I mean, the offer sheets, and there were, you know, trades here and there, and yeah, like Patrick Laine, yeah, there's been stuff.
Paul will probably want to talk Yankees. Listen, I mean, you already know this. I got here today, 1:45, whatever it was, turned on, the Orioles and the Mets are playing. So I thought, you know what, it's kind of weirdly quiet in here, let me just put the ball game on, SNY. And I'm telling you, I was not thinking about this. It is maybe once a month, maybe, when I'll put a Major League Baseball game on. First thing I thought of, how stupid the uniforms look.
Yeah.
The letters, I mean, it's every time.
Yeah.
The letters on the back of the jerseys are so small that they just look like the cheapest knockoff jerseys you'd ever see. It's amazing they spell Orioles right on the front for how bad the names look. And it had been long enough. Oh, there's one other part to this. It had been long enough since I'd turned on a game that I was just not thinking about this at all. You know, I'm 52. I've watched baseball for 40 years. I turn on the game, like, what? Oh, right. That's right. This year, yeah, the uniforms were made by, you know, kids.
Well, at least
sorry,
we got
kids.
The benefit of the Orioles wearing their road gray pants, but a black jersey top, because if they had their regular matching gray tops, they wouldn't be matching because they'd be sweating through them and they'd be darker than the pants.
Right. Actually,
which happens every game.
I'm seeing online that those are the gray jerseys, but it's really hot. So they look black. Just what an impossible thing that baseball.
Yeah.
What the one other thing is, the other night, and I was going to come up with a reason for this, but I won't. I watched the last few innings of the 86 World Series.
I'm familiar. Yeah.
I watched the end of Game 6, which is the best, most exciting, amazing inning in baseball history. And then the last three, from 3-0 down, so bottom six to the end of Game 7.
Okay.
With Scully and Garagiola, both amazing. Just every you're a Red Sox guy, I know, but every aspect of it is wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, then those jerseys look right. Boston didn't have to worry because there were no names on the backs of the Boston road jersey or home,
right?
Because they knew what they were doing. The backs of the Boston Red Sox jerseys had no names. That's one way to avoid this debacle. Is to not have Yankees at home, no name on the back. He doesn't look stupid every time you turn the game on.
Yeah.
Paul will want to talk about this.
Yeah. I don't want to turn this into a whole conversation, but I miss references to the 86 World Series upsetting me.
Well, what do you want to know?
It just doesn't.
What can I do for you? Nothing.
The Red Sox won.
It can't bother you?
It really does not bother me. They won four World Series from like 2004 to 2018. Like, I'm all set over here.
I know,
here.
But you were already like an adult.
I know, but it changed me in what it just doesn't. I would be pretending to be aggravated about it. Like, I know it's still one of the stupidest things that's ever happened in sports. But it doesn't hurt me anymore. It just is not under my skin in a real way. After they won,
If the Bills won the Super Bowl this year, nothing about the '90s losses would mean anything.
I really
would hurt.
I kind of doubt it. But the thing with the Red Sox is, it wasn't just the one. Like, they won, and they won 3 years later, and then a few years after that, and it just sort of got. You know, I don't want to say it boring. It was great that they won four World Series, but it just didn't. I don't know.
What happened to people that believed the Red Sox were cursed after they won? Did they just never think about it again? Or did they question everything they ever knew?
I don't know. I never had enough respect for all that to know whether or not there is something that a person like that might believe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
undid the curse. Like, you know, if something happened during 04, like find a reason, you know, find a thing that swung it or something. I have no idea if that exists out there somewhere on Reddit. It probably does.
It has to.
I am not. I refuse to go looking for it.
That's what you would do.
I'm just not going in there.
If you really believed in magic being the reason the Red Sox didn't win World Series championships, then you would have to come up with a reason why magic was the reason they were able to undo that.
Right. Like my friend's cousin told me Bucky Dent tore his ACL the day of game 4 of the ALCS when the Red Sox were down 3-0, and then they magically turned it around.
You made that up, right?
Yeah, I totally made that
up.
But like that's something like that. I don't know, something more substantive than Bucky Dent, but I mean he's a very important figure in the history of the Red Sox not winning.
You'd make it anything.
Sure.
Whatever it had to be, you'd make it that.
Exactly. Yeah.
They won or they lost game 3 19-8. In 2004 to the Yankees. So you just turn that dash sideways. There it is, 19-18. That must be why.
Oh.
Because they were, had they lost, do you think they'd lost a single game 19-8?
That's probably not even just on message boards. That's probably ESPN.com stories about that.
There you are
from 2004, I'll bet. Like, that probably was a thing. Yeah.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah, I agree. You definitely have that score right from game 3.
Oh yeah,
19-8. I don't
19-8.
I remember they got killed.
Do you think they lost a single game between the 1918 World Series and 2004 by the score of 19-8? It's possible that they did not.
Sure, it is.
It's possible that they did not play a single game that ended in that score 19-8. That must be it.
That's all right, it, man. Well,
now I believe in it again.
Forget about this.
Now I'm back.
Forget about this Bucky Dent knee ligament stuff.
Here was the point I was going to make at the end of the last segment about, so this year, Bills vibes versus last year. What's different? Is it worse? Whatever it is, you know, you're feeling or we're thinking about. We were talking earlier about what was on our minds last year, and it's sort of hard to remember. But the last 5 years, of course, it's been so good, and we're generally pretty positive. The betting odds reflect that going into seasons. There's one thing, I don't remember, like, of course, exactly what I was saying a year ago about the Bills' chances. There's one thing about how I would have felt a year ago versus now that's identical.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, sure. Yep.
Last year, I thought that for the Jets was absolutely worth doing. And everything that gets said about Rodgers, he's probably still pretty good. He's definitely way better than what they had.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of good players. So watch out. And it's ironic that the Bills lose that opener, even though he barely plays. You know, that just was bad.
Yeah.
But this year, I feel the same way. I feel just as probably, again, I'm just saying like how I remember feeling, but just as optimistic for them as I was a year ago. He goes down in that game. The Bills lose it, but the Jets are no threat. You know, their quarterback play was so bad because it had to be because Rodgers wouldn't have allowed it to be possible to get somebody good in there once he got hurt. And I mean that. I think that that's probably true. This year, you know, I'm not worried about his leg. We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah, I definitely am. I mean, I think at his age, that is a major injury and a major concern. And I would, if he were the Bills quarterback, like if our lives had like unfolded in such a way that in the spring of 2023, we still didn't have an answer, and we were just the Jets. What prompted the Jets to do this? Like we've tried signing guys, we've tried drafting and developing guys, we've drafted high, we've drafted low, we've drafted everything you could possibly do. Okay, hey, a super famous guy wants to get out of his place, and he would like to come to your team. For some reason, Aaron Rodgers, the symmetry between small markets like Green Bay and Buffalo, like he wants to make that work, and that's his preferred destination. So we're going to do that. The dude tears his Achilles in the first year. I would be terrified of him going into this year. I would feel really nervous and uneasy about it just because of physiological age. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. And I would expect that through the spring and summer, they are never really pushing him to run and play all out because you want him to be ready for the season. I really honestly think there, you know, some chance, well, there's some chance of almost anything happening, but when he really has to go and decides to go, I mean, that's a moment. That's going to be a moment for Jets fans, and that's a moment for football fans who love him or hate him, because I think it's possible he's not really gone on that thing yet. And playing at game speed, what does everybody say? I just think
Why does he ever have to run?
It's an integral part of his game, running. I'm not talking about running like Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen, but getting out of there, rolling out, like moving around, it's key to his game. Like, he's not just step back and drop, you know.
Footwork.
Throw it, you
feet,
know.
You know, feet, right. Like, he'll...
Moving around in the pocket, even. I don't take for granted at all that is a given, that he's just going to be able to do everything he's always done. And so that's really the walking out point for me not being behind the Jets at all.
I don't think it's a given, but I would predict that he's good enough to elevate them to like whatever level. He doesn't have to be great, but I guess this is where I say I hope I'm wrong.
Sure.
Coming up at 4, Sal Capaccio, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.